T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, sir. Here we go. It is hour number 4 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at opening day. Our coverage is brought to you by Whataburger, and a Rangers legend sitting down in our broadcast position here in the Comerica backyard. A member of the World Series teams in 2010 and 2011, and playoff teams in 2015 and 2016, a 4-1 postseason record. So many accolades. We'll talk about his storied career and get his perspective on this Rangers championship and so much more. The great Colby Lewis here with you on The Fan, and a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here. Got my family here. We're kind of in and out, you know, today. But, yeah, it's going to be, I don't know, just opening day, kind of like spring training is kind of the same thing. You know, it's kind of like that big buildup, you know, and then, you know, it's kind of like Christmas morning almost, you know,
yes,
like, right. And then everything kind of has to like play out, and hopefully the toy lasts for a year.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
It's just a different day though with the fans. It's almost like a parade happening outside, or a big
Correct.
Party happening outside. It's more like a college football game once you get indoors. Did you ever notice that as a player?
No, actually. So like, just walking around, and it's kind of humbling to me, like kind of walking through and everything else and still getting be able to get recognized. And, you know, like the old saying is that, like, if you don't get recognized, then you're kind of forgotten, and, you know, It is what it is. But I mean, it does feel good to, you know, walk through and kind of see how much support this area really, like, how everybody comes together. Like, like for me, it was like one of those things with the 2010 and especially the 11 deal. It's like we really, really wanted it to happen, and I'm glad it happened this last year. The fans needed it, you know, the organization needed it, the owners needed it, and it was just, I don't know, it's just one of those things that you're kind of wish it happened,
yeah,
but it didn't. But, you know, I guess we're the stepping stone to kind of like letting that happen. But it was awesome.
Man, it was a tiny little ledge too at the end of that game.
I know.
Twice.
I mean, let's not talk about that too much. So.
It's a day to celebrate here with Colby Lewis.
For sure.
And you still look great. No wonder they recognize you. You still look like the same guy. And you're stronger in hell still.
Yeah, I know. I got into a little rhythm there, like right when I retired. My wife kind of looked at me and was like, hey, okay, all right, we need to start doing something.
Yeah,
like you're hanging out, and you're just on the couch, and you know, and so then that's when JD kind of like we came back. I didn't do anything in 17, and then JD asked me if I wanted to kind of do the same job as kind of like Darren Oliver and Mike Young. We're kind of like that special assistant kind of program, and so we just kind of cruise around, and he gave me that opportunity and be internally with the organization with the younger guys and kind of help mentor and build up those young guys and be in spring training, travel around each month. With internally with our system and I don't know, like my wife said, don't mess it up.
There you go.
You know, so well, it's really cool to kind of like just be a part,
sure,
and still be, you know, with those guys.
Well, it's great to have you, and I'm, you know, everybody's excited about this group of young pitchers that we have, and the thing that you guys have built, trying to improve or perfect this pipeline of pitchers. Are we going to get there soon?
No, I think so, for sure. I mean, especially on the relieving side. I think we got a lot of young arms that are going to be able to step up. You know, when guys kind of like, especially in like that July, June, July kind of lull, like where you kind of move some guys around and eat up some innings and get ready for you know that little push and that run. We definitely have the guys ready and locked in. So
as a roving instructor, have you found anybody that's as tough as you and is as a badass as you when it was
no
to,
chance
to take it taking
no
that
chance.
Ball? I mean, I just remember watching you pitch and sweat everywhere and just battling, grinding every pitch.
Testosterone just oozing out of
you. Is it hard for somebody like yourself that pitched that way to work with young guys and say, you could be this way or you could be this way, but your toughness was just so prevalent every
the intensity,
time you went
really.
The, yeah.
Well, I think there's been certain situations with some younger guys that you have to sit down and talk to them and be like, hey, this is your job.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing else you're going to do. Like, you can't, like, you kind of like have to tell them like you want to give the money back, or you go home. Like, and so it's, you know, I mean, it. I feel like our society. Yes, you know, I don't want to speak out of terms here, but yes, I mean, like there needs to be a little bit more pats on the butt, like whoopings, as younger as we grow up, you know, and like
a little more coddling.
And then there's a little less coddling, you know, so. But internally, I think our scouting department does an outstanding job of getting the guys that don't need that as much and the guys that want to go to work and get it done like sooner than later, you know? So,
yeah.
Our younger guys, like I haven't seen, too many guys that are going to be like, all right, hey, take them to the side and really kind of pat them on the butt and all kind of stuff. Our group of coaches that we have in the minor leagues, really, really get on guys. Danny Clark is one of them. He's kind of a rover guy and just really, really kind of like locks in on those like young guys. So it's like I'm not worried about it one bit. So
nice.
It's like we've got guys willing and ready to go out there and surrender and sacrifice and get bloody. So
it's Colby Lewis here with you on The Fan. We were in spring training for a week doing shows from the press box, and we saw Mark Church just arrive and start dealing.
Yes. Right.
Now he's starting in the minors.
Right.
What's his outlook? Because he was dominant there for a couple of weeks.
I think it's going to be short-lived down there.
Okay.
So it's one of those situations where I don't know what the process is, and you know what the outlook and like, you know, why the move was the way it was, but I know it's going to be short-lived.
Okay.
in my opinion, and I know that's probably the same opinion Darren Oliver probably has.
Okay.
We were both kind of, you know, shocked with the move, but like he's a big leaguer, and it's going to happen.
Cool.
So like just watching him pitch, like how he moves and how he walks to the mound and how he struts, and like it's there. And it's just a matter of time. If when he gets a shot and he gets his opportunity, like everybody's going to be, like it's going to be fun to watch.
I was a former NFL scout, and I could appreciate somebody like you coming in and tell me, because I don't think you mince words. I don't think you're one of those guys that I think you would come in and shoot me straight about these players. And I think that's what that organization, I think it's what CY and these guys appreciate.
100%.
Somebody like yourself that could come in and say, hey, listen, it's this.
No BS. You know?
Well, yeah. And that's kind of like how I went through the minor leagues. If I went to big league camp, I remember talking, like, my pitching coach was like, hey, like, halfway through, and I knew I wasn't going to get sitting down yet, but I knew I was going to be on the bubble. I'm like, where do you see me at? And he goes, I see you starting in AAA. I'm like, okay. Like, I don't need to go to the office. Like, just give it to me now. Like, and I want to go focus, and I want to go do my thing. Like I know, like, the process, and I think we have a lot of those guys that are okay with that, and I think, like, Churchy's going to be fine, and, like, it's just part of the process, part of the game plan, you know, because there's so much potential there that it's going to be exciting to watch when he does get here.
Colby, I bet a lot of people want to ask you about Jack Leiter as well.
Yeah.
Sure.
What are we thinking?
I mean, I think it's his time, and it's an opportunity right now is to take advantage of it, because we're kind of like, I mean, I don't know, for me, and I think, I don't know, a lot of you guys kind of looking the outside in, it's kind of like that time, like, hey, when is it all going to get put together?
Sure.
And I think it's up to him, and I think he knows that, and it's one of those processes is that it's like, let's go and let's move forward. And you're like, you're a big leaguer.
Yeah.
Like, let's go. you know, it's show us.
When is let's go time for DeGrom as far as his continued recovery? When's going to be the bullpen or the game of catch or whatever it is that you guys are looking for as an indicator?
Yeah, I think that's kind of like with him being, you know, a veteran and all that kind of stuff, it's going to be a slow process. It's going to dictate on, you know, how we're doing throughout the season. I mean, if we're out there dominating and everything else, it's going to be more of a slower process. We don't have to get him in there as quick. It's also a situation in on how he feels each time he goes out, you know. So that's a medical, more of a medical staff type push for us, you know, kind of the same thing with Scherzer. So, yeah, it's kind of like when those guys are ready. And, I mean, there's not really any one timeline, you know, that can say, all right, he's going to be a June guy or he's going to be a July guy or you know, maybe he's ready for the postseason. Like, it could be like, you know, where he goes out and plays catch and everything goes good and everything just transfers and it happens super quick. So, yeah, I can't tell you, you know, if it's going to be 6 weeks or 8 weeks or sure. 10 weeks or, you know, but it's basically, I've gone through it. You guys saw it, you know, like yeah. all the injuries and all that kind of stuff. It's just a matter of time of like when, like everything feels 100. And a lot of times nothing ever felt 100% for me, but you find a way to get it done. And so it's whether those guys want to push through and get come back early or wait.
Is there a balance to that, though? Because I know you know, obviously you're trying to get back as quickly as possible. And we saw that with Scherzer in the postseason. He seems like a wild animal. He's always ahead of schedule, but you almost have to protect himself from himself in a way. You don't want to rush it.
Correct. And kind of like the same thing, the situation where I was, I felt like I not to be cocky in a sense, but like I felt like the team was better when I was standing on the mound.
Right.
So and Scherzer and DeGrom and those guys feel the same way. It's like if they push themselves and they get there back earlier, like an 80% DeGrom, is he better than a guy getting called up? Probably, right? So it's like because he knows and the atmosphere and everything else, like an old story, like Johnny Oates with talking with Rusty Greer. He's like, he wanted a day off, right? And Rusty goes to the office and he's like, hey, I need a day off. And he's like, well, how do you feel? He's like, well, I'm like, I don't know, maybe 80%. He's like, well, I'll take an 80% Rusty over who, the backup,
yeah,
you know, left fielder at the time, you know? So it's like that's the situation where these guys got to think, like, how much do I want to push it? And or is it going to, if I get in too early, is it going to backset me for September, you know? So it's all their kind of decision and kind of the front office and the medical staff kind of coming together and figuring it out. So
Kobe Lewis with us here on The Fan. How's a guy like Nathan Eovaldi feeling right now? These guys that pitched so deep into the season last year and then boom, short off season. What's the approach like and how do you feel at this point if you're
ready to go? Ready to go.
Ready
to
go.
Like I did it. Like I went through it and like it, there's no like, you don't feel tired. You don't feel down. Like it's opening day, you know, like I opened up opening day in 12 and like there's not like, like, it gives me goosebumps thinking about it right now. So, like, there's
no... biggest damn forums I've ever seen in my life.
But that's the feeling that he's feeling right now. It's like, there's no, like, hey, I'm tired, I need this or I need that. Like, will there be a situation we jump out early and we limit him? Like, and he only throws 90 pitches and over six innings and we get him out of there and we're winning 6-0? Yeah, like, because it's April, you know? I mean, like, it's opening day. Like, we need him in September, you know? So... there's going to be a lot of situations like that, especially for our workhorses that you're going to, especially early in the season, that you want to try to keep guys healthy and monitor innings and that sort. But, yeah, I mean, if he's out there at 80 pitches through eight, like, I'm going to try to finish it off in the ninth.
Let's
go. You know, I mean, that's my mentality, you know. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But, you know, with this lineup, you know, we can be nasty and we can put up some runs on the board, and it's gonna be cool. Especially with Langford. I mean, like hitting five hole already. I was like, this is awesome. So,
have you guys lifted together yet? You guys need to be
lifted together. No, Langford is like, I feel like he's like kind of like a mini like Goldschmidt.
Okay,
like, you know what I mean? Like you kind of watch him. Yeah. He's like kind of the longer arms, huge forearms. You know, like just short bat, quick. You know, like he's gonna be. I feel like, I don't know. When I first saw him hit, like that's what he kind of reminded me of. Is like a young Goldschmidt, so which is, I mean, it's
we'll take it,
yeah, right. I mean, like,
like,
I mean, future Hall of Famer, like right. Can be compared to. So, but yeah, like that would be super cool to if that transitioned into that. But yeah, he's got a super good awareness of the strike zone and everything else, and I mean, that's why you made the ball club.
Here's a terrible question for you, but I've heard Michael and Ian talk about this as well.
Right.
Being a part of the organization in a different way and having the World Series championship, did that ease any of the pain from 2010 and 11?
What do you mean?
Just achieving that success.
Yeah. I mean, like I said earlier, I think the achievement of the organization, I mean, I think, you know, when Neil and Ray and, you know, those guys took it over, like, it was like, we went to the World Series back-to-back, and they were like, oh, my gosh, this is, you know, like, we went, you know, buying an organization to going right to the World Series is awesome. But ultimately giving that to them, because they've invested for so long, and they're not going anywhere. And I think it eased everybody. I mean, it eased DFW.
Fans,
you know what I mean? It eased the fans. Like, we ultimately got it done. I mean, since 73, you know, I mean, it was like it was time, you know? And it's, like I said earlier, I was, you know, I mean, it's, yeah, you're jealous because you wanted to be the guy to get it done first, but ultimately we got it done. So it was, and I'm glad to be a part of the organization that's still a part of it.
So. And you're still, you're working with it. So it's, it is yours, you know? Yeah. But 2012 opening day, a big day, and of course you were dialed, weren't you?
Yeah, no, it was Chicago, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a good day. Got to face a fellow guy that got been drafted and with Chicago and from my hometown and stuff. So that was kind of cool too. But got the opening day win. I don't know what I went. I don't know what it was. But
six innings.
Yeah, there you go.
Two earned, one walk.
Okay.
Nine Ks, bro. Yeah. You were sitting them down. You were charged up.
Slider
that day.
Was good that day. Slider was good.
So. Colby Lewis. Freaking legend. Thank you so much for all those years of work and entertainment. You're always a badass.
It.
And
yes,
it's always been great to talk to you.
Colby!
Thank you.
Shoot
you,
boy.
Awesome.
Right on, dude. Take care. The Expressway coming up next. We'll take you commercial free to the top. Jared Sandler is going to join us. We'll have Casey Rapp, the GM of all the concessions here, tell you where to go get the best stuff. And we have a Battle of the Morning Show Ranger songs as well coming up next right here. It is the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We are live at the Globe here. Opening day pregame is coming up at 6 o'clock with Sands. Jared's going to join you in about 20 minutes. We'll preview the biggest stories of opening day. And, of course, Matt Hicks, Eric Nadell in the booth. The first pitch shortly after 6:30. It is time now for the Expressway. Expressway is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the on-time experts. Mardi Gras Bratis is threatening to make an appearance here. A salute to Jim Cochran, CRO, brought us over some snapback Ranger hats. He's a freaking legend for that. And our next guest, Casey Sapp, has brought you some World Series cups, bro.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm going to dance at Casey's wedding.
Yes, he knows how much you like those cups.
Yeah. I've been collecting cups since the 1980s.
Okay, they're not all yours, okay?
They're all mine. These are all going home with me.
I'm pulling a Bennett, and I'm taking one.
But Casey, thank you so much. And, yeah, I got the World Series. See, I was trying to find – I was going to buy a drink for Eric just to get the cup. I'll buy the drink. Just give me the cup. And they ran out of cups.
No way.
And I thought, Eric, you're a liar. You just didn't want to get the cup. But they honestly ran out of cups.
Which is possible.
Casey, being the Tolo that he is.
Man, that's right.
He heard me talk about it. And lo and behold, I got cups.
Let's go.
And this is I got championship cups. And now I got a World Series cup. And I got an opening day cup.
That's awesome.
And I got to put my ice cream in the little mini helmet here.
That's awesome.
Do that. And what else?
We got some pins.
My man, he's like my brother. I mean, he's got everything. Look at this.
Cookies.
Oh, cookies.
Oh,
cookies.
Cookies. Oh, my gosh. I saw those on the parade day.
Cookies.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. We got cookies. Eric, we got cookies.
Eric, you're a cookie guy. You saved that for
afterlife. Dawson's a cookie guy.
Oh, my. Look at this.
Opening day cookie.
Okay. He is.
That's badass.
He is the GM of Delaware North Concessions.
He's the badass of Delaware.
Yes. Casey Rapp joining us now on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for having us here at the Globe once again.
Well, thanks for having me on. This is exciting. I am a Tolo.
You are.
I was listening in spring training when you talked about the cups and knew I had to come on.
Man, that is so great. And I want to congratulate you for doing so many great things at this ballpark over the years and just the way that you've redefined what food is in a stadium experience. And, you know, I think it's just something that makes coming to the game just that much better.
Yeah, I mean, I think we offer everything, right? I mean, who would think in Texas that we would have vegan items? You know, we're all about beef and brisket. We got that.
Yeah.
Whataburger's new this year, Golden Chick, Pluckers. And technology as well with Amazon and Mash Gin. So we're trying to speed people through the line so they can get back and see the World Series champs.
We're so excited about, you know, what you guys have done with Whataburger. There are presenting sponsors today of our opening day coverage, Whataburger.com. You know, how'd that whole thing come together? I guess it's just about giving the fans what they want. We love our Whataburger.
It's been 3 years in the making. It's taken a long time, but it's going to be a great partnership. You can get a single, a double, or triple cheeseburger. Onion rings,
that's
a
me,
Dr.
Baby.
Pepper shake,
you're damn straight,
or French
you can.
Fries. Yep.
Bam. Wow. So 3 years, how hard was that to keep a secret?
It was very hard. You know, many nights,
yeah.
I couldn't even tell my wife,
who was here later.
but eventually it came out. I mean, even when the sign came out, I don't know if it was you guys or Evan Grant saw it and posted it on Twitter.
It's probably Evan. Yeah. Evan's usually on top of that.
No, we broke that first.
You broke
it? I saw the lady. I saw our girl, Hannah. She was in the building for whatever was going on a little while back, and she was like, Whataburger sign? And then we brought it in real time onto the air, like, oh, my gosh, boys, it looks like we have some whispers. We might be getting a Whataburger extravaganza at Globe Life Field.
So what else is new? Like, what are the items that you think are going to blow up and be popular?
Well, hopefully you got to try them a little bit earlier, but the garlic knot sliders has been so far the most popular.
The meatballs are fantastic.
You guys did not skimp on the meatballs. Those are legit homemade.
Yeah,
you
can
tell.
Good size.
There's a density to them. Yes. There's a tonnage. Very, very delicious.
Yep. Yeah.
So I'm really into that. And then, you know, Brandon, you know, with Hurtado's Top 50 Barbecue, you can't beat that.
No.
All his regular items are great, but the new one this year with the taco, I think he brought that up to you guys
as
well.
He sure did. It was interesting.
Fire.
It was very good.
The sauce, what did you think about that?
The sauce, I think, made the taco.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's what set it off. Now, I will say the Golden Chick, we're talking the waffle, almost like a taco, like a waffle fried chicken taco thing.
Yeah, so I just brought those up.
So good.
They made that just for us.
Try it?
Yes.
If it goes here, they're going to put it in the store all across the state.
He's taking all, hoarding all the food.
The bacon bits in there.
He's hoarding all the food.
Is there a little spice in that sauce?
It's the honey sriracha sauce.
Oh, dude, it paired well with the bacon bits, the savory, the sweet, the spicy.
And the cold beer you're having in your hand
right
now.
The cold beer helped a little bit for sure, as it always does. But that was amazing.
I don't get angry about a lot. I'm angry at you right now.
I'm sorry about that.
Now, we're fighting.
Okay, I want to talk to you about this top 10 list. Wolchuk had this top 10 list. I guess the USA Today.
We don't even have to bring it up.
It was BS.
They said you were 10th. We said there's no way the people that did this have actually been here and tried all the delicious food. I can't imagine anybody's doing it better.
I totally agree with you. I don't think that person was ever here in the ballpark.
Yeah.
They used the wrong matrix.
Yes.
Or metric, sorry.
Yeah.
They need to come back. They need to come see me. I'll make sure that they have the full experience.
Yes.
Yeah, they must have missed some items along the way.
Oh, got to.
And there's no way they tried those mozzarella sticks. Now, we do need to get to the bottom of this, though. Is that a specialty thing, or can you actually get them somewhere in the ballpark?
So, for right now, it's the Big 12 Championship, which will be here in May. We're going to host it then. And then we'll have it for the All-Star game. But if people continue to show that they like it, we'll put it full-time back on the menu.
Would you be able to give us the secret to the like, I was commenting on the spice. I thought the spice might have been from the marinara sauce, but then my guy Dawson tried it. He confirmed 10 out of 10 best mod stick he's ever had for the record.
All right.
And he said, hey, I didn't have the marinara sauce, and I still got the spice. Is it in the cheese? What's the secret?
It's in the breading.
The breading.
Yeah, the breading has it, not the cheese. But we do make those in-house. And I think that's a lot of, you know, that they don't understand in that article. A lot of stuff is made fresh here.
Yeah.
All the golden chick, we brine the chicken, we bread it. We make the buns, we make the rolls here.
Of course you do.
We have huge smokers here on site. I don't know if you saw during the World Series, we bought one from a local company from Tool, Texas. They brought it out here. We smoke all our own meat. I mean, you can't go wrong. Everything's made fresh.
Yeah, you know, I was willing to say maybe some place that has a regional palate that prefers whatever type of food, like in New York, if they're doing pizza and subs and whatever.
Sure.
And you want to say we're tied for number one, I might be able to accept that. But just, no. Now, talk to me about the business structure of you guys being Delaware North, but then partnering with a small business like Hurtado, with a big corporation like Whataburger, and it still falls under the same umbrella, so they're under your management. Or how does all that work, Casey?
Yeah, so it all started with Arlington Eats. We wanted to feature some local restaurants, and Brandon was one of those. And he was so popular, we decided, hey, we got to add his stand here permanently, right? We can't just have him out here 9 games a year. We got to have him all 81s plus postseason. And so that's how that started. But the way that Delaware North works is we actually franchise or license the product and sell it and work with them to make sure we hit all their standards. So as you can tell, Brandon's actually on site here making sure that the brisket's exactly like he likes it. We use the same style smoker that he uses. Sometimes he comes and smokes the meat for us. Same with Whataburger. We have a license and franchise agreement with them. So we actually have to go through training. There's a grill that they have. It's a clamshell grill. It'll make 40 hamburgers in 70 seconds.
Wow.
So we had to go learn how to use that. So I'm excited to show that off, too.
Wow.
Casey Rapp with us. This is badass. Now, I do want to ask, and maybe this is just a selfish thing for me. While we were going through that top 10 list, they did have one item that I think stood out and was like, okay, we need to get this here. A crab cake egg roll. How does that sound?
It sounds amazing. Have you had our brisket egg roll?
I have, and those are delicious. You say egg roll, I come running.
I mean, it's easy to hold in your hand. You can take it to the seat.
Yep.
It's dippable.
Dippable. It's fantastic.
Yeah. All right. I'll think about
that. I'm just throwing it out because the crab cakes are heavenly. You get your hands on those crab cakes. You bring those over. But a crab cake egg roll, I think, could be a beautiful combination.
How do you feel about lobster versus crab?
I'm a fan of both, but I think I would actually lean crab over lobster.
Okay. If you throw a lobster roll at me
if you want to go lobster.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm in on that. Is lobster easier to get?
No, I don't think so.
No,
crab would probably be.
Brodus will fetch that lobster roll like a dog.
Oh, okay.
He'll be on all fours.
See the 2-foot long lobster roll we had for the World Series?
Those were
that's
gorgeous.
That's what I'm talking about.
Did
right
those
there.
Sell? Were those big sellers?
We sold out each day.
Man. Yeah. Let's go.
Casey, people come to with ideas to you about this, and do you kind of just say, do you wave them off, or do you say, or you try them all?
So we need a bunch of ideas, right? Because we have to have new food items for All-Star Game.
Because I want to do a crawfish boil with you is what I want to do.
Hey, have you heard of Stellcracker?
No,
on Twitter. So he's actually coming to the All-Star Game.
Oh, no, I have. I know what you're talking about. Okay, I do.
He doesn't know.
No, I do. The dude's down there. He cooks in this huge...
Yep.
He makes jambalaya stuff like that.
Pot.
Okay.
And he loves drinking beer while he's making it.
He drinks Busch beer while he does this.
Yes. So he's coming out for the All-Star game, and we're going to do that.
Okay.
And what would you think about the largest crawfish boil, if we could pull that off? I wonder what Guinness Book of World Records that would be.
Casey.
Yes.
Come on, man.
We're there, bro.
Yeah.
All right.
Bring me on. credential me up. Whatever you have to do, I'm in.
All right.
Casey Rapp is the GM at Delaware North Concessions. Now, we do want to figure out for sure where do we get the Mott Stick, because we noticed that the location that Chief was getting them at relocated as a Whataburger now. So where do we got to go to make sure we get those?
Yeah, so when we do the All-Star game, we'll come up with 3 total new locations, and we'll make sure there's one on each level. Okay. We always like to do that so that the fans, whether they're on lower, main, or upper, can all have access to it.
Okay. Anything else on the back burner or anything that we did not ask you about that we need to get to before we let you go, Casey?
Well, we do the retail here as well, and you've been wearing the gold merchandise. Has been really, really
you're
popular.
Awesome. Retail?
Yeah. So we're in charge of the retail.
What don't you do, Casey?
I got a cookie, too.
Well, Yeah, and I made the cookies for you. No, actually, we bought those. So.
Beautiful.
I'm going to see if these cookies taste well with the shiner here in a minute.
Hey, these opening day cups are badass,
yeah,
though. By
yeah,
way.
Yeah. How about
really
that?
With the bunting on them?
Yeah,
respect,
I like bunting. How about you? Well, you're such a baseball guy.
The bunting on them. I do love the bunting.
Yeah. Thank you so much for toloing. Congratulations.
He is a tolo.
And thank you for this food experience at the Yard, man.
Thanks for
Second
having
none.
Me. And I appreciate it. Long live Tolos.
Yes.
And baseball and the World Series again, hopefully.
Let's
Come
do it.
On,
let's ride
back to back. Cannot wait
Thank
for the,
you, Casey.
For
Thank
the
you.
Next
the
playoff
brother.
And all-star game items. It is going to be an unbelievable year here at the Globe, and that is Casey Rapp, GM of Delaware North Concessions, here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, we do have Jared Sandler coming up in about 5-10 minutes. Hey, good afternoon, sir. Thank you, sir. We have Sands coming up in about 10 minutes. It gives us an opportunity to have some fun with Rangers audio, Chief. We got two songs and a montage, bro.
We do. Okay, we have two songs and a montage. This is crazy. Now, Peyton's our G-Bag of the Day champion, is he not?
He is.
Peyton is our champion. We had Peyton Russell. We had RJ Choppy. We had Bobby Belt doing opening day Rangers songs. We have done the Peyton one as a G-Bag of the Day champion. Let's make sure we hit the Bobby Belt one, and then we'll get you the montage here before we get to Jared Sandler. So here is Bobby Belt's Ode to the Rangers opening day banger. Take it away, Bob.
I can hardly believe Texas won the World Series. Tell me, Choppy, now why can't they repeat in 24? Why it's opening eyes. Bombi brings all the thunder. Shohei, don't bet the under, cause we're winning 95. A dynasty began in 2023. Seager for MVP with Eovaldi. The Cy Young, he'll be winning a dynasty. We'll win a third in 25. Rangers fans have no fear. It's crystal clear that now we know a dynasty's arrived.
Bobby Belt there. With one of the
Bobby
two great
sing.
Songs this morning. Yes, that sounded like not a good voice, but a trained voice.
Yeah,
dude.
Bobby's got some ability.
I think, was he in show, did he do show choir with you in high school?
I did musical theater. He might have done some show
he
choir.
He might have done show
he
choir.
He might have done show choir, because he can hold a tune.
Okay, yeah. I spent way too long doing this last night, just my own incompetence, but I found a way to squeeze 3 minutes out of the crappy clubhouse, uncomfortable player interviews in the clubhouse from spring training. So before we get to Jared Sandler, here is a montage of uncomfortable conversations with Ranger players in the clubhouse.
I'm here with Josh Smith, champion, legend. Just put a nice fat pinch in. How are we doing this morning? Is that breakfast? Do you consider that breakfast?
Yeah, a little dessert after breakfast.
Which one of your teammates do you think partied the hardest post-championship?
It had to be Hedgy.
Do you feel like you'd be proud if you got out there and ran that 60-yard dash right now?
No.
Not at all.
The running and jumping, all of those ships have sailed.
Oh, Evan Carter's been bulking up, huh?
Yeah, Evan looks good. He's a stud. I'm excited to see what he's got this year.
Obviously, the steroids and everything just setting in nicely now.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
No way. No way. Winky wink. No yeah. way. Yeah. One of your teammates has been described as being extremely impressive from the waist to the kneecap. Could you guess which teammate that is?
Oh, gosh. Adolis?
Waist to the knee. Man, I'm going to keep that in-house.
Probably Wyatt Langford.
Wyatt damn Langford right there. Danny Duffy, man of the people already. You're the man. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, bro.
I skipped breakfast today.
Okay.
So you can't reward yourself for a poor performance.
Oh yeah, the two-run dong yesterday. I kind of feel like Sporzy had you joined me yesterday for the clubhouse exclusive. I don't think that happens to you yesterday.
Is that the peeing on the hands?
What's the one thing you've worked on most on your body this spring training?
I'm trying to really focus on my lower half.
There's a hedgy size.
Oh boy.
Butt void.
Oh my gosh.
In the clubhouse now.
CY probably has the bigger finger.
What are your superstitions? Other than, like, from time to time, not rewarding yourself with breakfast after you get double donged on.
I really don't have any.
No, really?
No.
Like, Janko, you pee on your teammates' hands. We're doing that. We're getting another ring, okay? You're getting more jewelry, more banners,
yeah,
more glory.
Line them up.
Do we have a see-through situation brewing?
So, it's weird. The white ones are a little bit more see-through than usual.
And you're a loofah guy, right? I think I read about that.
No, not a loofah guy. No loofahs for me.
I read about the glute work you've been doing.
Yeah. No, I've been. They've been getting me on a glute program in there, so.
You never did the pants and then, like, step on the shorts and then you push them down because he can't do anything about it?
I have never.
That's not the move.
I've never done any of that. I don't think I want to get reported.
You know what Roger Clemens' superstition was?
Putting red hot on his nutsack.
He's not afraid to show it off.
You go watch Aladdin. You come back tomorrow. You're gonna be like, yeah, I got a crush on a cartoon character.
Boach is more just like it's. You can feel the presence.
Are you pretty out on the idea that Jared Sandler is gonna perform well on TV this year? Like the rest of us?
I think he's gonna be fine.
How many dong balls are you going to hit this year?
Oh, man, I don't know. Hopefully more than last year, but we'll see.
So many dongs.
Yeah, I guess.
How many dong balls are you going to hit this year?
Hopefully one.
Just one dong?
That's all I need.
Game winner?
Yes.
Walk-off dong?
Yeah.
Janko, baby, glue guy, champion. Love you.
Oh, wow. Classic
good
stuff.
Good stuff, bro.
Eric Chiafalo in the Rangers spring training clubhouse there. Walks us into at Jared Sandler on X, a must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. Pre and post game show host, insider, play by play man, both radio and television. Sands the man here in the nation. Buddy,
what's up?
How you doing,
guys? I'm great. This is pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's been wonderful. It's been a great hangout all day long. I think Broadus is about six beers deep over there. Mardi Gras Brian making an appearance. He's got his World Series cups. But let's talk some baseball with you, Sands. What do you think of this lineup, man?
Yeah, I think it's about what you'd expect against a lefty. If it was a righty starting, then I think it would look a little differently. I think Evan Carter obviously wouldn't be hitting eighth. You'd have Jared Walsh in there. But against the lefty, you know, because Walsh struggles against lefties, it makes sense that it's Duran in there. And it also makes sense they're going to ease Carter into facing lefties, especially tough lefties like Justin Steele. I mean, he was one of the top pitchers in the National League last year. I think the interesting decision was who's going to hit third. And Bruce Bochy went with Josh Young. And, obviously one and two is pretty set in stone, righty or lefty, and Simeon and Seager and Adolis in the fourth spot. So, you know, those high leverage spots, who's going to hit third? It'll be interesting to see on Saturday against Kyle Hendricks who hits third. But obviously today it's Josh Young.
Do you think we'll still be talking about Evan Carter like midseason?
Like, are we just going to be over him and talking only about Wyatt Langford?
Well, relative to the lefties, or, you know, is he making enough progress there that story's going to go away?
Yeah, I think he'll be, my guess is right now he'll be an on-base guy against lefties. Maybe the slug won't be there as much against lefties as it will against righties. And I think hopefully you look month to month and there's progress and you go from there.
Jared, you've taught me this. When it comes to the opening day roster, we all focus on that. But there's a lot of changes that could be made even next week. But when you saw it, was there anything that surprised you? It seemed like Colby Lewis, when we talked with him, he was surprised Mark Church didn't make it.
Yeah, I thought it became kind of clear the last week and a half of camp that it wasn't going to be Church just because they needed a guy who could give them multiple innings right now. We're going to see Mark Church. He's going to come up, and he's probably going to play a big role at some point. But especially early in the season with the rotation the way it is and not wanting to go full on gas pedal right away, having guys at the bullpen and give you multiple innings, guys like Jose Urena, Yuri Rodriguez, Jake Latz, and then even Grant Anderson who didn't make it. I mean, Grant Anderson could be up by this weekend. If they have to go to their bullpen early, say on Saturday, and get three innings out of Jake Latz, well, you might see Grant Anderson up there the very next day because they've got a few guys who are optionable, and there's going to be a little bit of a back and forth shuttle. So. Not a huge surprise, and a lot of it is, again, it goes into what we talked about with the lineup. It's not just take a player in a vacuum and assess him. You got to look at the big picture, and I think with this the pitching staff, it's the same thing. If they had a different rotation, then maybe they structure their bullpen a little differently, but because of their rotation being structured the way it is, I think they had to make some considerations in the bullpen, and that's what influenced some of those decisions.
It's Jared Sandler with us here on 105.
Good reset there, baseball, Eric. That was a good reset?
Yeah. No, 100% it
is. Was that a case of not knowing what to say, so let's just go to the reset?
I just can't hear. I can't hear myself. I don't even know if my microphone is on, but I guess you guys can hear me, so that's good.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, wonderful. Is the Evan Carter left-handed stuff, is it overstated? I mean, I know he's batting eighth in the lineup today, so it's clearly something, but I feel like we've talked about it so much, and the sample size has been so small at the major league level.
Yeah, so a few things can be true here. One, he is not as effective against lefties as he is against righties. The ball just, he doesn't hit the balls hard consistently. He doesn't barrel balls up. Even the hits he got in spring training, you know, they're little ground balls that are getting through. So obviously, there are adjustments that need to be made. But he's also 21 years old. He's younger than Wyatt Langford. Right. Wow. So you think about that for a second. And the sample size just isn't there. And so with a lot of these guys, so maybe he was good against lefties in high school, right? He didn't see a ton of lefties coming up through the minors. He definitely didn't see lefties consistently who have major league stuff. And so one thing I think that's been impressive about him is the growth in a very short period of time. You expose him to lefties, he's going to get better. Is he going to be Corey Seager, who, you know, just in a vacuum against lefties is an all-star hitter left on left? Forget his, you know, dominance against righties. I don't know. I don't know that he'll be that, you know, that high level against lefties. But I think that you're going to get to a point with Evan Carter where you're not going to think twice about putting him in the lineup against lefties. I think the on base will be there early on in the minors. He had a 380 on base against lefties, but the slug just wasn't there. Will that come? I'm sure it will. Yes, but I think it's going to take time, and you need to expose him to lefties to give him opportunities to grow.
Are you in agreement? I know Marcus Semien, number one, he's the most handsome dude on the team. But the best baseball aesthetic when you're looking at the diamond is Ezekiel Duran.
You're saying just like the uniform, the way he wears
just,
his uniform?
Just the whole, the beard, yeah, the chain, the way he carries himself. I think Ezekiel Duran has the best aesthetic of any Ranger currently for the 2024 season.
Okay, over Adolis.
That's fair. That's a fair rebuttal. I'm going all in with Ezekiel Duran. If you want to go Adolis Garcia, 1A, 1B perhaps.
Is Adolis too muscular? Is that the problem?
No such thing. Okay. No such thing.
Intimidating.
Yeah. I just think, like, Adolis, he's definitely got the muscle. At times he's got the open jersey. He'll do the chain.
Yeah.
You know, but I think Ezekiel Duran is putting, I feel like, a lot. He's a lot into it, but it also feels natural at the same time.
That's a strong take. I can't dispute that. I would nominate Adolis if you're asking me to nominate someone to go head-to-head against Zeke, but I think that's a really good one, yeah. Zeke, good-looking guy, too.
It's a heavyweight bout.
No one has the Marcus Semien jawline, though. I mean, that thing's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is impressive.
Yeah.
Jared, are you surprised they were able to hold this team together the way they were? Well, it's basically the same lineup, though, with, you know, with maybe some additions of some players here and there, but it seems like this is the team that won the World Series last year.
Yeah,
they're coming back with.
You know, for the most part, obviously Nathaniel Lowe being hurt changes that a little bit, but for the most part, everyone other than Mitch is back. Some of that's a product of, you know, they got young guys who are under control or guys they signed long term. Obviously, you know, Robbie Grossman not back, but Travis Jankowski is.
Right.
Brad Miller retired. I guess that was probably the expectation. I think the fact that they are returning these guys, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it's apples to apples, sport to sport, but you know the importance of continuity, right?
That's what I was thinking of, because to me, when we were interviewing CY, continuity kept coming into my mind, about the way that he was talking about his ball club.
It's huge for so many reasons. You know, carrying out the message, the expectation, setting a standard. You want to build a culture. Okay, great. You took huge steps last year, but then if you change over the roster, you know, with you know, 50% new faces now, what did you really build? And so I think that's huge for continuing to build off of what they established last year. And obviously these guys are really good. And so if you're going to bring back a lineup that scored over 900 runs, nothing wrong with that.
It's Jared Sandler here with you on The Fan. The pregame is coming up in 7.5 minutes as they'll get their defense underway. What do you think of predictions, Sands? Are they apropos on a day like this?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say what I said last year. I think this is a team that going into September is going to be competing for, the division, obviously competing beyond that, hopefully. It's a tough division, right? Seattle, I think, is better this year than they were last year. I think their team maybe on paper isn't as sexy, but I think they fit together more. Houston's good. The Yankees came back and tied them up. I don't know what's going on in that game.
Oh, wow.
Would love for them to go 0-162. Don't think that's going to happen, though. But Houston's good. It's a really tough division. But this is a team that I think is built to compete, not just this year. Here's my prediction, Gavin. For the next 5 years, we're having this conversation and this excitement about a team that can compete for a playoff spot and beyond.
What's their record when Max Scherzer makes his season debut?
Well, I'll tell you, they got a really tough April. This first month is really tough, especially 17 games in 17 days after the off day on April 4th. You're playing the Astros twice in that stretch, the Braves, and I think a much-improved Tigers team, along with the A's. And the A's are not – I'm not going to try and patronize you and tell you they're better. They're not a good team. But I think they're hopefully a few games over 500 when May closes, and I think they'll be in really good position.
Jared, how do you – are you excited about television? After being so much involved with radio, are you excited doing the – stuff with
get
the
to see that beautiful face.
I'm excited. I'm excited to work with Mike. That's going to be a lot of fun. When I think Mike and I are working the Marlins series at the end of May. That's going to be my first series. I'm really excited. Yeah.
Right on, Jared. Have yourself a great season. Thank you so much for joining us. And you'll be joining us one segment before the pregame show all year long, right?
Let's
maybe even two?
Yeah, maybe.
Can we get two out of you?
I think we can do it.
Let's go. He's at Jared Sandler on X, a must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. Looking good in that World Series Rangers, what is that called, a quarter zip?
Quarter zip.
We want to salute our sponsors at Whataburger. We're so excited that they've made their way into the Globe officially. They've been our presenting sponsor of opening day coverage all day long here on 105.3 The Fan. You can go online or hit the app at whataburger.com. Salute to the Sandler family. As per usual, big events, they like to come out and watch their baseball team and
hell yeah, man,
and cheer on Jared there in the broadcast booth. How we doing, guys? You having a great time? You ready for this game or what? You ready for the unfurling?
Yeah, wonderful, 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 dude. The beers have already begun. The banner is about to drop. And the vibes are as beautiful as they could possibly be. My bold prediction, Rangers averaged 5.7 runs a game last year. It's going to be more. It's going to be more in 2024.
Whoa.
Okay, that's my bold prediction. Take it or leave it. Put the money on it.
Record setting, possibly. The most Ranger runs ever scored is what we could be
best line
in
up ever.
Line for. The pregame starting here at the top of the hour. The first pitch at 6:30. Tomorrow is a rare off day. A little schedule quirk there at the start of the season. But Rangers baseball all weekend long here on The Fan. And we look forward to getting back on with you tomorrow at 2 o'clock and talking about this game, talking about the storylines for the season, as well as the Mavs heading for a big game tomorrow night in Sacramento. Stars have a big in tonight. After the Ranger game, you're going to be able to click over and watch some hockey in Vancouver, a battle of the top two teams in the West. Thanks so much to Chris Strong filling in for Lucius Alexander all week long, doing a terrific job. Carter Freeman coordinating your video. DJ the DJ and Ruben Portillo here on site. Thanks to Brian Broaddus, Woolchuck, and Chia Follow. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the nation at ease.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.